By the by, the NDAA should have been vetoed. You talk about a congressional overreach and about a legislative act that only that someone that hated Reed in 1984 could love. The NDAA is it. Exemplary is Section 1290 of the NDAA, writes Bruce Fine. It seeks to disassociate the United States from the grisly human rights crimes perpetrated by Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates in their war against the Houthis in Yemen. Earlier this month, for instance, the Saudi-led and United States-supported coalition bombed a school bus in North Yemen, killing dozens of young boys. The coalition is also starving Yemeni civilians on an industrial scale by blocking humanitarian aid. All true. Congressional dictation, military action in foreign policy as ordained in Section 1290 is neither novel nor unconstitutional. So Trump doesn't know what he's talking about. During the Spanish-American War, for instance, the Teller Amendment to the Congressional Declaration of War provided that the United States, quote, hereby disclaims any disposition or intention to exercise sovereignty, jurisdiction, or control over Cuba except for the pacification thereof, and asserts its determination when that is accomplished to leave the government and control of the island to its people. In other words, yeah, we're going to come down there and assist you, but as soon as we're done, we're leaving and turning everything back over to you guys. So the president, while he gets to make war, what does it say the Congress can do? Declare war. Well, what does Mike Church always say in logic instruction here on the Mike Church Show? If you can declare a war and you have the power to do so on behalf of a bunch of sovereignties, which the Congress does, what do you also have the power to do? Undeclare war. What does that mean? To conclude peace, what the Declaration of Independence calls conclude peace, contract alliances. So what Trump has done here, what President Trump has done here, is to see to it that the war crimes being committed by the Saudis with our assistance continue. Folks, this just can't keep happening. Why he did this has to be related to the military-industrial complex, and it's an outrage. Again, if you're a MAGA guy, you ought to be writing letters to whoever your MAGA buddies are and saying, USA, USA, got it wrong this time. We got it wrong.